What's poppin', people? It's Dante, just going for my morning walk here this morning. Thinking today about validation, you know, why seek validation from mortals, right? Like in this modern world, we seek validation from our peers. We post to Instagram and we seek likes and comments and people to follow us. You know, we look for subscribers on YouTube. You know, we're seeking to appease some sort of gallery show that's going to give our artwork fame and renown. You know, we're looking for this sort of validation through external sources amongst this very temporary earthly plane, which I find to be a fascinating way to frame the way in which I think about validation. Because I, you know, think about the name Achilles, right? This famous warrior whose name echoes throughout all of eternity, right? We can reference this ancient story of the Iliad throughout all of our books, all of our literature, all of our poetry, all of our TV shows, movies, right? That sort of archetype and that plot within this story is referenced amongst all of Western civilization, and it's a very profound earthly sort of fame, right? Where this name echoes throughout all of humanity and all of history. However, what if we were to reframe Achilles and his pursuit of glory and Kleos, or fame, and pursued a divine Kleos? We pursued divine fame amongst God. You know, something about this struck me this morning. As in the mornings, I don't know why, but I have this meditation where I remind myself that I will die. You know, when I wake up in the morning, I remind myself that, you know, I am flesh. You know, that I cut, that I bleed, that I feel sorrow, pain, and greed, that I lust for the flesh of others, right? That I am imperfect in my design. But ultimately, I find that imperfection is perfection. And the beauty of our lives is that we do have this finite timeline, and that we will and must die. And so at the end of our lives, are we going to be looking to the left and to the right of us amongst our peers and sort of grabbing at the people around us for that last moment of attention? Or are we going to be seeking validation from something greater than ourselves, something omnipotent, something all-powerful, all-knowing, all-seeing, who has known you before you were birthed into this world for all of eternity? That, to me, is what it means to be seeking validation from God. And so when you're making something, when you're doing something, when you have good works and you do good deeds and you're doing something beautiful for others, even if you're just creating art for the sake of it or creating something for the sake of it, ask yourself, you know, if you go to share something on social media, or if you go to share something with another person, why are you sharing this with that person? Why are you sharing? Are you seeking validation from your peers? You know, for me, the more I go down this rabbit hole and contemplate death and the afterlife and I contemplate God, I really have been detached from this notion of success and wealth and fame in a material sense. But I do find the archetype of Achilles and his story through divine glory to be a very much more interesting and powerful way to reframe the way in which we look at fame. And so I seek to appease God. I seek at the end of my life to look up and to seek validation for something greater than myself, and, you know, not necessarily be dwelling on whether or not my impact in the world is going to leave a ripple effect, because I know that it will. You know, you could be sitting out here in the woods by yourself, but you merely existing already leaves a lasting impact, whether it's on one other person's life, whether it's just a simple deed or an act that you've done one time in your life, a conversation you've had. We all have this lasting impact in the world around us. And so I encourage you to think more critically about that, because we all have our own way of leaving this sort of everlasting fame amongst our names in the world. But to be detached from that is a very powerful place to be. And to seek to appease something greater to me than me is my version, my way in which I seek Kleos, my way in which I seek that Greek idea of fame, that Greek idea of glory. It's through God. It's through something beyond me. And I think this is what brings life deeper and rich meaning, because at the end of your life, when you go to die, are you going to be looking to the left and the right at your peers and grasping at them? Or are you going to be looking up and seeking God? Yeah, so why seek validation
from mere mortals?
Just a interesting question this morning. You know, maybe after all, it's normal to seek a legacy. It's normal to seek that sort of earthly fame, that sort of fortune, that wealth, that notion of success in a modern sense. But I think grasping at those sort of treasures and fame and things that you leave on this plane is ultimately temporary. But the fame and the relationship you have with your creator is eternal. And those treasures, you know, those successes, that fame, that glory, well, that will live on forever. Beautiful morning. Check it out. Just chilling in the Garden of Eden here in Philadelphia.